Well, time for the reality check with Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Honoré. Marcel, hello. Hi there.
Hey, Noe. Happy Aloha Friday.
Same to you. I haven't been seeing any glitzy ads about the Hart Board Charter Amendment.
Yeah.
Can you brief us on that?
This one's been flying kind of under the radar. It's the lone Honolulu City Charter Amendment proposal. And the language is a little convoluted. It has to do with rail. But basically what it boils down to is currently there are 9 voting members on the Hart board. But for any action to pass, they need a total of 8 yes votes at least. And that is because late last year, the total membership on the board expanded from 10 members, because there was one non-voting member, to 14 members. And the 4 new members don't vote as well. So under this new quorum with 14 members, the majority votes need to match they need to reflect that new quorum. So you need a lot of yes votes if you're able to kind of follow that bouncing ball there.
You'd it's think been this a, could have been averted with some other kind of verbiage somewhere, but...
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. I know the mayor's been a little nervous. We were discussing this the other day that, you know, people aren't really familiar with it. They might even confuse it with the now invalid Con Am proposal or even the Con, which isn't really polling that well.
So the ballot question asks, in simple terms, Marcel, what?
It's basically asking to allow for a majority of the voting members to have a measure on rail to pass instead of the total members, so that you can get a more simple majority and what they would say, you know, better governance for the board.
Have there been objections? What are the cons to this proposal?
Yeah, there's not a lot out there. The cons that I've heard is another part of this, interestingly, is they want to add another voting member to make it 10 voting members. And that would make it an even amount of voting members instead of odd, you know, and you typically go for odd numbers in these kinds of boards and these kinds of votes. But really, if you've been following Hart for years historically, you know, it's pretty rare. I can't even think of a time when they've had, you know, like a really contentious vote that was almost split down the middle. So the odds of that are pretty rare.
I see. Geez, I don't know. What do you say to people who ask you, what should I do on this amendment?
Well, I don't know. I'd kind of refrain from telling people how to vote. I just want to make sure that people understand kind of what is at stake. It really does seem to be kind of a house cleaning measure, and it's caused some issues with the board on some pretty key actions in the past, and it could cause some issues with some of these FTA requirements that are before them in the next couple of weeks. So
I know really it could cause even more issues once we say yes, if we do. Well, geez, thanks, Marcel, for laying it out here.
Thanks, Noe.
Really appreciate it. And we'll take another look at this issue with the chair of the Hart Board next week, right here on The Conversation. You'll get more of this scoop. But to read the story that Marcel wrote, visit civilbeat.org.